It is 7:45 on a Saturday morning. That's the time we normally bring in our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's with another wine chat. We'll bring in another friend of ours, Ted Farrell from Haskell's. Hi, Ted. Good morning.
Good morning. You're just going to have to settle for the second string just one last time because the big guy is off in New York, and he called me about 2 minutes ago saying he has real dodgy cell coverage. Could I fill in for him?
Okay. Well, that's. I thought he may have decided to hang out in some villa in the Chianti region or something in Italy, but you're saying he's back in the U.S. in New York right now, huh?
He's back in the U.S. He almost got in a little bit of the trouble with the Pope trying to talk him out of wearing those brown shoes and bringing back the old papal red shoes. And they had a massive argument over that. He almost got thrown into the papal brig, but he's okay and back in the States.
Well, can we ask why your dad, Jack, was in Italy? Is that a fair question?
Sure. Well, they did go up, and they were up in Tuscany for a little while, and they saw Villa Bonfi and another one, Colfasso. But the hook was, he and my mother are in a group called the Friends of the Vatican. And what it is a group of people, a group of Americans that often collect up certain treasures and whatnot and make sure that things get taken care of over in Europe, as far as they might have a church that's fallen into disrepair. And so the Friends of the Vatican will go in and restore all the frescoes and the mosaics and the statues. They'll commission statues and whatnot to be set all around the world. Right now in the Basilica of St. Mary, there is a Our Lady of Guadalupe that they commissioned a while back. They refurbished the one in New Mexico. They have one up here in Minnesota. So it's a little goodwill group trying to get that eye through the camel kind of group with the Pope.
Oh, okay. Very good. Interesting. What are we going to talk about today? I don't know if we're going to talk Italian wines. What's on your mind today, Ted?
Well, I got a little Italian wine in there. The hook is, just recently we ran some of our numbers on that little famous 6 for 60 that we've talked about for a while.
Yeah.
What we kind of did is we developed, for the lack of a better description, an all-star 6 for 60. And these were the 6 best-selling wines after we did the promotion. So, we put a lot of these different wines in all these boxes throughout the course of the last year and a half, really, or 2 years, really. But this is really focused on 2021. And what we kind of analyzed some of the sales, and after we did one of that, we looked at what individual bottles people seem to like. So this is kind of a people's choice award, so to speak, for the 6 to 60. And a range of wines in there, starting out with a lovely rosé from the south of France called Chateau Beaumatin, B-E-A-U-M-A-I-T-I-N. And it's such a wonderful little rosé. I mean, not a lot of sweetness, but it does on the nose have that dried strawberry hue. We're trying to be a little bit optimistic and hold on to a little bit more rosé weather. But what you find, people drink rosés all the time now, all year round. They're finding them very refreshing, very easy to drink because they are not loaded with all that sugar that you see in certain blush wines.
So yeah.
That's one of our first.
Yeah, go ahead, Jack. Go ahead, Ted.
Well, I was going to say, that was our first kind of, if you want to call it, that's like a nice aperitif wine. And then also, what we found, which is a terrific seller, was, and here's our Italian influence, Cantina della Torre Pinot Grigio. And granted, we did launch that one right in June, and so that people had all summer to kind of collect that and drink it up and enjoy it. So maybe the numbers were a little bit askew, but it's a wonderful, wonderful Pinot Grigio, full with flavor, but, it's light, refreshing. Again, we're maybe sharing away from Pinot Grigio season, sitting on the deck, watching the day go by, but it's such a lovely wine to start out a meal, to start out whatever you're going to do, to introduce your friends to it. It's light, it's approachable, and very drinkable.
Mm. Yeah. Now, can you predict a 6 for 60 going to be a year round thing here? I hope.
Well, we're continuing it. I mean, we keep on having success, and it's a great way, and it's a great opportunity for people to try different wines. Like I said, so many of the people will try a bottle or pick up the 6 for 60 and really fall in love with one of the bottles. I was having a conversation with a guy the other day. That our last one had Koala Ranch Shiraz in it, and it's Australian Shiraz, and a lot of the Shirazes and Australian wines have fallen out of disfavor. But this guy just waxed on about how much he loved it. You know, he did a little grilling with it. Very nice. Unfortunately, the Koala Ranch didn't make it into this section. But, you know, there's a lot of other wines in there. Next, we have the Chateau Mille-Ange, which is a great little Bordeaux from the region of Cadillac, dominated by Merlot. Very approachable. It's on the lighter side. So if you do have a friend who's a little bit edgy, worried about drinking, you know, a red wine, try that Chateau Mille-Ange because it's very light, very approachable, about 85% Merlot. So it's just a wonderful drinking wine. But, you know, it's just so much lighter because then we step up in the next stage, which is a little bit fuller and richer, is we have a Chateau d'Aiguilleville Côte de Rhône. Now, Côte de Rhône, we love to talk about as well over all the different segments and whatnot, because south of France, an overabundance of growth in the Côte de Rhône region, one of the largest, or it is the largest wine growing region in the Rhône Valley, full of wine. I mean, just full of fruit, full of flavor, and it goes well with so much. It's just great. Dominated by Grenache, but it does have a little Syrah and a little Mourvèdre blended into it. So it just goes well with everything. You know, this great, solid, I kind of sometimes call them that Monday through Thursday wine where you just come home. You're not doing anything special. You just want to open up the Côte de Rhône, sit down, enjoy it. It goes well with whatever you're cooking that day, even if you're just doing light salads, but, you know, roasted chicken, pot roast, you know, goulash, whatever. It all covers across the board.
I was just going to say that. Oh, I'm going to let you finish then. I'm going to come back and talk a little bit about the Rhône going with all sorts of foods. What else do you have, Ted?
Well, two more in the box. One is the Diamandes Malbec. You know, we always love to talk about Malbec. One of our favorite is Aguari Bay. But this Diamandes is the one we just picked up recently. It has a little Syrah of all things blended into it. But this is one of your great go-to grill wines. Again, if you're doing all that, you know, especially barbecued ribs with that sweetness on top of the rib, it just matches up brilliantly. And lastly, we have from California, we can't leave America out of this basket, of course, is the Fog Mountain Field Blend. Now, you know, people are so used to, you know, people doing blends and whatnot, but the more interesting thing about what they do with the field blend is literally they blend.
Ted, I don't know what happened technically, but we're just about out of time. Can we talk a little bit about Haskell's before CBS News?
Oh, but of course, I guess one of my competitors is so angry at my 6 for 6 that they sent a gremlin in to screw up the switchboard.
I think that's what it was.
But when you're out there shopping the cities today, we're more than happy to take care of you, whether you want to come in for the 6 for 60 or come in for our great fall wine sale that's going on now through the end of this month. There's multiple Haskell's to take care of your needs and to help you out with anything that you might need as far as the libations are concerned. We have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking over the weekend. We have a Haskell's in Minnetonka, St. Paul Highlands Village, right Bloomington. Haskell's down in Normandale Plaza in the south of Bloomington. We also have an Excelsior right on the lake. I don't think you're adventurous enough to be out on the lake, but you can stop by there. Also a Haskell's in Woodbury, Haskell's in White Bear Lake. Haskell's out in Stillwater if you're venturing toward the St. Croix River. Also, if you want to go down a little bit further south and stop by our Faribault store, or always stop by our Haskell's Maple Grove location, the largest place to go to buy your shopping spirits, stop by anytime. Or if you can't hit any of those, stop by Haskell's.com.
Excellent. Ted, thank you so much. We'll connect with your dad next week here on CCO. Thanks, Ted.